Vice President Harris began today the way she normally does, joining the president's daily briefing on intelligence and national security in the Oval Office. And yesterday, Harris reinforced the president's message on Russian aggression toward Ukraine.
We respect the territorial integrity and sovereignty of Ukraine, and we expect that Russia would do the same, and any aggressive action taken by Vladimir Putin will be met with severe consequences.
Thing is, the vice president has seen staff turnover and low poll numbers. So how's she doing entering year two? Eugene Daniels is White House correspondent for Politico. Hi, Eugene.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well. So other vice presidents have struggled with this job, you know, being on one hand the background singer, yet at the same time building a policy resume. Would you say, you know, Kamala Harris has had the same issues or some unique challenges?
Both, actually, right? Every vice president has to kind of figure out how to straddle that line, especially the younger ones or ones that think they have a future in politics, of creating a group of people who would support them later, but also making sure that you don't overshadow the boss. She also has all of these other different things that she has to tackle. And obviously, we're talking about the fact that she's the first woman of color in this position, the first woman. And that makes certain things a lot more difficult and a lot different than anyone else. She has her own press corps, right? People like me who are annoying reporters who are constantly badgering her folks about things that she's doing. That's not something that we've seen for other vice presidents, White House aides, and even some of her own staff who were actually really surprised by the level of scrutiny that she's received over that first year.
Well, this scrutiny has come in tandem with poll numbers that, like her boss, are not very good. Kamala Harris was handed a tough issue of border control and immigration in her first year. Last summer, Dylan Corbett, director of the Hope Border Institute in El Paso, Texas, met with the vice president, and he said the situation has gotten worse. Let's take a listen.
It's not enough. We have to overturn the notion that addressing root causes gives us a pass on human rights at the border. And I think that's probably one of the most troubling things that we're going to take away from the first year of this administration.
So immigration border issues was part of Harris's challenge, that she was just saddled with a couple really tough issues on her plate.
No, absolutely. And what's really interesting is her actual job is to handle, like he kind of said there, the root causes of migration to the border. So there was this campaign from Republicans especially who started calling her the border czar, something that is not actually correct, right? She's not doing immigration control at the southern border. She's concentrating on the Northern Triangle countries, Honduras, Guatemala, El Salvador, and her team doesn't always knock down every single thing that comes out about her. So that stuff kind of is out there and it festers. But, you know, that issue, also voting rights, you know, she had, which she asked for. So these are issues that she has kind of embraced, some that she's worked on for years, some even while she was in the Senate and cares deeply about. But it does come with it, you know, people asking, so what is the progress that is made on these humongous issues?
Eugene, it's been reported that there is a reboot of Kamala Harris's assignments and her image underway. She's been doing more interviews recently. And on NBC's Today show, she recently pushed back on the suggestion that President Biden meant to cast doubt on the next presidential election. Let's take a listen.
And let's not be distracted by the political gamesmanship when what is truly at stake are issues like whether Americans with disability have the opportunity to vote by mail.
Kamala Harris has a new communications top staffer. What messaging do you expect we'll be hearing from her in her office in the coming weeks, in the coming months?
Yeah, I mean, as much as it is a reboot or a reset. Our staff hates when I use that word, but that is what we're looking at, right? You're looking at how they've taken stock of the first year, some of the challenges they feel like they face, some of the mistakes that they feel like they've made, right? The kinds of things we're going to see is, like you said, a higher clip of her doing interviews. It started in December because they know that people feel like they don't fully know who Kamala Harris is. They also, too, need to share what they feel like she's been working on and what she's been doing. That's partly because Kamala Harris, in every job that she's done, that first year, she kind of likes to keep her head down and do the work. And you talk to old staffers and they say the same thing. But in a national conversation in the world that we live in today, you know, everything's on in front of a camera or on TV. And if it's not there, people feel like it didn't happen. So they know they have to do the White House overall and her staff a better job at letting people know what she's doing.
Well, there is this political reality, Eugene, that you talk about. But there's also the reality that Kamala Harris is a historic figure. First woman of color to hold the office. Ai-Jin Poo of the National Domestic Workers Alliance has met with Harris several times on issues facing women in the workforce. And let's take a listen to what she told NPR's Asma Khalid.
She was really interested in hearing about the direct experiences of women who, frankly, have been really invisible to other administrations and in general in politics.
So, Eugene, how can Kamala Harris leverage this political capital that she does have, first woman of color in this job?
Yeah, she started to do that. She had the first pregnant women mortality conference at the White House. That was her idea, right? That is something she wanted to focus on. So there are all these other, these little things that she's doing of working with different constituency groups that, frankly, President Biden might not have a lot of pull with. And that leverage is going to be something that she's going to use, you know, later on. It's been building over the last year. And so I think this year is a place where you're going to start seeing more and more of that publicly.
Mm-hmm. Eugene Daniels is White House correspondent at Politico and author of the Playbook newsletter. Eugene, thanks as always for the time.
Thank you so much for having me.